fine with that, so I'm in here, son.
Because I'm with you to the end of the line.
You have no idea what side you're on!
Welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack, the show where we discuss and talk about our thoughts from the most obscure to the most about films, series, and everything in between. Hosted by Franz Halil. What's up, guys? Hello, hello, hello! And welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack! Okay, so happy Saturday, happy weekend, guys. And kamusta naman, kamusta naman? Okay, parang ba may sasagot sa akin dito eh. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in on our 10th episode. Wow, nakaka-10 episodes na tayo. And this wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. Hindi, joke, wala akong sponsors. This wouldn't be possible without my free time and my guests, of course. Sobrang special. And again, if you haven't listened to our previous episodes, you guys should listen. Last week, we had the director of Die Beautiful with us and also one of the stars of the film. Magandang conversation yung napag-usapan namin with regards to representation, with regards to trans visibility and the likes. So listen up on our past episodes, yeah. But tonight, grabe, this will be one exciting episode because initially, hindi ko nagustuhan tong film na to. Ewan ko kung bakit, pero malalaman natin mamaya. But after rewatching earlier, ito a complete 180 talaga. Nagustuhan ko siya na sobra. Binago ko ngayon rating ko sa Letterboxd. So, ayun, let's introduce our guest na. So, our guest is a dance coach, a digital media editor of GMA7, and of course, one of my closest friends. We have, nagpapabatak ngayon, Mr. Paulo Joaquin Santos. Hello, Jolo. Kamusta?
What's up? Hi, guys. Sa mga listeners. What's up, friends? Salamat sa invite. I love you.
Wow, love you too. Okay. So Jolo, unang-una, bakit mo ba napili itong film na to? Anong meron?
Kasi, di ba parang ako kasi, I'm in the point sa buhay ko na parang may mga dreams ako na gusto ma-achieve. Eh, in line sa theme ng La La Land, parang getting your dreams about achieving something. Pero may sacrifices ka na kailangan gawin. So, sobrang nag-resonate sa akin tong movie na to. Kaya tinupili ko. And,
Okay, sige. Nagulat nga ako eh. Kasi akala ko, when I asked you kung ano, akala ko magbibigay ka ng parang yung mga films na, mga kakaibang films. Pero gulat ako, lalalan. Sabi ko, sige nga, kailangan ko panoorin ulit to with fresh eyes. And so without further ado, let's introduce our film. Okay, so this film was released in 2016. It is written and directed by Damien Chazelle. This film stars Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. And this film won 6 Oscars and 7 Golden Globe Awards. Wow. Okay, so fun fact. Damien Chazelle, the writer and director of the film, was the youngest winner of Best Director in Oscars history during the time he won at the age of 32. Oh my God, 24 na ako. Parang, may na-achieve na ba ako? Okay, without further ado, our film for tonight is La La Land! Alright, so without further ado, let's go on to our first segment that I'd like to call POV!
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay, Jolo. Unang-unang tanong, what are your overall thoughts on the film?
Overall thoughts. Kasi parang you can look at it two different sides eh. Parang one side, pwede kang matuwa. Kasi na-achieve nila yung dreams nila, ganun. Tapos nakuha nila lahat ng gusto nila and naging successful sila sa life. Pero on the other side, what did it cost? Diba nga sabi ni Thanos? Sabi ni Gamora, yung nag-snap si Thanos, at what cost, diba? everything.
So, may reference.
May reference. So, pero yun, parang pwede siya maging happy, pwede rin siya maging sad. Depende sa kung ano yung titingnan mo and papanoorin mo dun sa movie. So, ako personally, na ano ako, nasad ako. Kasi gusto ko sila magkatuluyan. Ako yun.
Sabi, spoiler alert. Joke lang. Spoiler pa ba to? Ilang years ba? 5 years ago na tayo. Hindi na to spoiler.
Pero,
ako naman. Yeah. Ano pa?
Wala, yun lang. Na ano na nasad lang ako na parang binild up siya ng sobra-sobra. Tapos biglang,
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Ako naman siguro, ano, overall thoughts ko sa pelikulang ito. Again, ulit-ulit ko na to pati sa mga post ko. Noong unang nood ko talaga, hindi ko siya nagustuhan. Parang ako, bakit siya may Oscar nominations? Bakit siya nananalo ng kung saan-saan awards? Yeah. Pero, looking back, siguro kasi napanood ko tong film na to at not at a good time kasi inaantok ako and pagod ako. Tapos, huh? I was not really parang into these kinds of films yet.
Hmm.
Not necessarily musicals, pero siguro yung mga ganitong medyo slow burn or medyo more on talky-talky-talky talaga. Kasi nga, nung kalagitnaan ng 2010s, naman ang hilig ko nun ay puro action or basta yung mga bardagulan na pelikula. Pero yeah, after rewatching earlier, I super appreciated na the film from like the story, from the music, and also from the way it was made, like yung mga iba't ibang elements ng film na to na I feel like we can touch on later. Kasi super, yun din yung isa sa mga nagulat ako na, ay, di ko ito napansin dati. Parang ganun. Pero ikaw, what are your favorite moments dito sa pelikula?
Favorite moments? Handa ako dito. I wrote it down. So, ano, yung favorite moment ko, first moment is yung, ano, nilagay ko dito. Yung... Ano, wala.
Akala ko ba handa ka?
Oo nga eh. Yung, ayun, yung first, yung ano, Lovely Night. Yung first time niya na mag-meet ulit.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. Yung, kasi diba, yung scene na yun, nasa party sila, tapos parang kinakantsawan ni Mia si Seb. Kasi nag-play ng piano na hindi naman niya gusto. Yun. Tapos after nung party, kasama ni Mia yung parang creepy guy na director or producer daw. Tapos sinave siya ni Seb doon. Tapos sinamahan ni Seb papunta si Mia sa car niya, sa Prius niya. Tapos yun, nag-tap dance sila. Tapos instant chemistry. And then after nung sayaw, nung hinatid na ni Seb si Mia sa kotse niya, the whole time pala, yung kotse ni Seb nasa harapan. Tapos
yes!
Sa kotse na sobrang layo. Parang ako, damn boy, the amount...
What a gentleman!
Diba? The amount of effort. Damn. Tapos sinasabi mo, waste of lovely night. Tapos gusto mo rin pala. Ayos ka. Tapos yun. Yung second na favorite moment ko is yung summer. Summer sila. Tapos syempre summer love. And then, yung nasa jazz bar sila. Tapos nagpipiano si Seb and then sumasayaw si Mia. Tapos yung camera movement, yung back and forth nila dun, oh my God, sobrang ganda. Kasi parang sakto siya dun sa song, sakto rin siya dun sa vibe na binibigay. So parang yun, isa yun sa mga favorite moments ko talaga. Kasi camera movement, di yun madali.
Wait, anong yung part to? Ito ba yung ano? Yung nasa jazz bar, tapos... Anong part to?
Parang...
Kasi maraming beses sila nag-jazz bar. Ano, sorry?
Before nila mamit si John Legend. Before nila mamit si
John. Okay.
Yung, di ba? Nag-ask yung back and forth and then pumunta sila sa ano. Tapos si John Legend dumabas.
Nice.
Yan. Pag and ano? Then last one sa akin, yung ending. Pero mamaya na natin yung X-Man niya. Kasi it's a different section talaga.
Yeah. Well, ano nga, tawag na, agree ako sa'yo, ang ganda ng part na yung Lovely Night. Super ganda ng choreo. Very, 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 ano siya, parang siyang Kyoni Marie, yung start yung with the feet and the precision and the miniature movements. Tapos, wow, dancer. Tapos, nahaluan na siya ng Broadway style ng choreo na may tap, na may parang jazz na, na ano. Ang ganda, ang ganda. Tapos, super ganda ng cinematography doon. Like, with the, ano, yes, with the colors ng sky. Tapos, parang nasa Antipolo sila overlooking Metro Manila.
Sa Antipolo. So may cloud nine.
Oh, naman for me, ewan ko, ever since nung first nanood ko sa film na to, ito talaga yung nagsistick out na moment sa akin. It was when Mia and Seb first went to a jazz bar. Then Mia, after nila mag-tour sa Warner Brothers Studios, then Mia told Seb that she doesn't like jazz. So Seb took her, so Seb took her to a jazz bar. Then, nung nagkukwento si Seb about jazz, kasi ako, prior to this film, or ever since medyo matagal na, I love jazz music. So naintindihan ko yung kinukwento ni Seb na each instrument is freestyling on their own, but they're playing as one, and every part of the ensemble is important. And when Mia was telling Seb na lahat ng tao, parang yung mga tao usually they talk over jazz music, diba? Na parang sa elevator or sa mga restaurants. Tapos in the film, makikita mo, magiging important aspect yun eh. Na when, kung ewan ko lang kung napansin mo na nung nag-away na sila, when they were parang eating dinner, nag-away sila, they were fighting. Pero they were fighting over jazz music na live.
Yeah.
So, yun yung isa ko sa napansin ko. Tapos, aside from that kasi, nung the way na kinuwento ni Seb, super passionate nung itsura niya. Ang galing ni Ryan Gosling doon. As in, nafe-feel ko kasi tayo as dancers, di ba? Kung paano tayo magkwento when it comes to dance. Ganun yung nakita ko sa mga mata niya na super, ewan ko, super in love siya doon sa craft na kung paano niya ikwento, nagningning talaga yung mata niya. And kudos to the actor kasi sobrang niya napakita yun. Kaya, until now, ever since the first time I watched it, until now, yun yung napanood, yun yung nagsistick out talaga sa akin na isang pinaka highlight. And aside from that, of course, yung ano talaga, yung ending talaga. Napansin mo ba, ang dami nilang callbacks dun sa film? Like, ang dami nilang foreshadowing and callbacks in one film. Kasi ako, like, ito yung isa sa napansin ko. Okay, for example, so, di ba, Mia was working at was working as a barista in a cafe. So, eto medyo obvious na call na ano to na foreshadowing or na payoff na may celebrity who went to the cashier tapos order ng coffee tapos sabi nung parang manager it's on the house. Then sabi nung celebrity no thank you I insist. Tapos si Mia yung nasa cash register noon. Tapos 5 years later, nung naging gano'n na siya, siya naman yung gumawa na, di ba? Tapos, ito siguro medyo subtle or baka ito yung own interpretation ko. Nung first time nilang manood ng movie together. Tapos, di ba, Seb was the first one there.
Yeah.
Seb was the first one there. Tapos si Mia, pumunta siya. Tapos, lumakad siya sa harap ng screen. Tapos parang, ang nakuha ko dun is, it foreshadowed the ending na hanggang sa sinihan na lang mapapanood ni Seb si Mia.
Kasi oh, damn! Hindi
naman ka. Hindi naman sin ka lang.
Hindi mo naisip yun.
Kasi sobrang sakto nung framing and nung ano na dito si Seb, tapos naglakad si Mia sa tapat ng movie screen. Tapos parang siya na yung pinapanood ng mga tao. Oh. So aside from foreshadowing Mia's career as a movie star, parang i-foreshadowed na hanggang screen na lang sila ni Seb.
Oh, yung relationship din nila. Ay, nako, sakit. Sakit talaga.
Ito pa, isa sa pinaka-obvious din. The first time Mia saw Seb was also the same exact scene kung paano niya last time na nakita si Seb na nagpi-play ng piano na nasa jazz bar na nasa may pintuan siya.
Okay. First time nila magkita, tapos yung last time nila magkita.
Oo, tapos connected pa doon kung paano yung ginawa niya sa ano. Sobrang na-analyze, diba? Connected pa doon kung paano yung ginawa niya doon sa one-woman play niya, yung So Long, Boulder City. Yeah. Kasi yung last scene niya doon sa play bago nag-lights out, yung last scene niya doon, tumalikod siya, tapos tumingin siya sa audience. Tapos ganun-ganun yung ginawa niya nung after nung palabas siya dun sa Sebs na bar. Tumalikod siya, tapos tumingin siya kay Seb for one last time. So parang, so long, Seb. Yun yung mga napansin ko.
Sad talaga.
Diba? Ikaw, ano pa yung, ano, ano pa yung mga ibang standout moments mo dito?
Siguro ano, yung logo na Sebs.
Bakit?
Yung logo na Sebs. Kasi, isipin mo yun, binigay yun ni Mia nung ano kasagsagan ng ano nila relationship nila, tapos si Seb ayaw niya yung logo na yun initially until 5 years later he kept the logo, tapos yun yung ginamit niya ano sa pinaka bar niya. Parang for me parang meron parang ayaw niyang i-end talaga yung relationship eh nung ano dati. Feeling ko ayaw niya i-end your relationship eh. Pero for me ito prosper, kailangan niya i-sacrifice yung sarili niya para mag-grow si Mia.
Yeah,
yun medyo masakit din kasi yung parang overall na ano nila, parang overall arc nila, kasi parang they went into each other's lives to influence one another, tas magse-separate ways lang kayo. Parang isipin mo yun, may mga taong pupunta talaga sa buhay mo para
yes.
lang may pa-realize sa'yo na something, or parang dadating lang siya para to remind you of something, tapos hindi mo na siya makikita ulit. Or yeah. parang from afar na lang.
Yeah, actually, ano ko yun sa film review ko eh. Meron akong film review kasi. Tapos, ang sabi ko doon, there are some people who will come into your life, make you a better person, help you realize who you are and what are you capable of. But they are not meant to stay in your life forever.
Oh, man. Diba? Sobra sa... Nagka-goosebumps sa all, legit.
Wala, proof mo yun, John.
Ang sakit nung, ano na yun, nung parang thought na yun. Kasi parang, kung sino, sobrang daming taong dadating sa buhay mo in your lifespan, tas onti lang dun yung mga makikip mo talaga. So yung mga keepers, yung mga tao magsistay talaga, you have to keep them talaga.
Yeah.
Yun. Pero, ano pa ba?
I think that's not bad naman kasi it's true na may mga tao talagang dadaan sa buhay mo will make you feel better about yourself, feel whole,
yeah.
pero hindi talaga tawag doon, hindi talaga meant na hindi talaga meant to stay with you. I think it's normal, yeah. it's not bad. For example, some of our classmates from high school or elementary, not exactly. all of them naman we get to connect with, diba? Pero so aminin naman natin na our classmates back then, they really made us who we are today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying na lahat ng high school and elementary classmates natin, uh-huh. like ako personally, nakalimutan ko na, baka may mga nakikilig. Ang sinasabi ko lang, some.
Parang ako kasi, mahilig din ako sa mga Filipino movies, pero nakikita ko yung parang parallels nito sa The House of Us. Ano ba yan?
Bro! Yes! Nasa points! Nasa reference ko yan! Sabihin ko sa
name. Man, great mind. Hindi
tayo mapapakain ng putang ilang passion mo.
Yun, para ano eh. Na-realize, parang si Seb, si Daniel Padilla, tapos si Mia.
Oh, bro.
Obviously. Parang, ayaw pa awalan ni Seb yung passion niya. So, nag-aaroon siya ng ego. And nagiging selfish siya doon sa gusto niyong mangyari. Until yun, ginawa niya yung ayaw niyang gawin para maggawa niya yung gusto niyang gawin.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah. Kasi what I've noticed about Seb's character is he's very dead set on his dreams. Na
yeah.
he's afraid or like he's not welcome to change. Kasi feel niya mababago yung plan niya or ayaw niya mabago yung plan niya. So parang any deviation from his goal or from his path na binubuo niya for him, hindi niya tinatanggap. Kaya at first, di ba, hindi niya tinanggap yung kay John Legend
yeah.
na offer na to play with the band until he eventually did. Or parang it goes to show din sa point of view niya sa jazz music eh. He doesn't like, parang he's very traditional in a sense na gusto niya yung jazz music on how it is, ganun lang siya. Ayaw, parang he doesn't like it evolving. Ganon din siya, yeah, sa dreams. Ganon din siya sa path niya. Parang gusto niya kung ano yung meron, kung ano yung nakasanayan, kung ano yung nandito na, dito. Ito yung susundan yung path para mapuntahan yung dream niya, na hindi niya na-realize na, like jazz music, he needs to evolve to stay alive, or like his path, he needs to be, kumbaga, he be flexible.
Yeah.
Oo, like, to ano, to reach for his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
For me, ah, hindi ko nakita si Emma Stone as Catherine. Kasi Emma Stone then was following her dreams.
Totoo.
Pero ang difference lang siguro nila sa akin is Emma Stone was more, kumbaga, let's reuse the word, was more flexible in trying different ways to pursue her career. Kasi if she didn't do the one woman play and let go of her auditions, hindi naman din siya madi-discover ng agent eh. Siguro si ano, si Seb Virgo siya. Kasi sobrang nakaka-relate sa kanya. Na, eh, Virgo ka rin, di ba?
Oo, oh, Virgo din ako, bro.
Eh, na parang, pag may plan ka, ayaw nababago or gusto mo kung ano yung pinlan mo, yun yung masusunod. Diba?
Oh, ganun kasi. Parang nagugulo yung utak mo pag may nangyaring hindi
mo inaasahan. Oh my God. Di ba? Tapos, parang nakakainis pag hindi talaga yung plano mo yung kung paano mo siya pinlano. Tingin mo, bakit kaya sila, bakit kaya hindi nag-work out yung dalawa?
Bakit hindi nag-work out yung dalawa? Parang ayaw nilang, Seb specifically, ayaw niyang mag-compromise. For me, ah, ako lang ah. Parang madami siyang pwedeng gawin eh, to keep the relationship alive or to keep Mia. Kasi diba nga, pinakita doon sa ending yung could have been, pinakita sa ending yung kung ano mangyayari if Seb chose Mia instead of himself. Kasi for me, yung ending is, ano, yung legit ending nga, it's the scenario where Seb chose himself and Seb chose his dream over Mia.
Pero didn't Mia do the same? She went to Paris to pursue her dream.
Oo nga. Pero, yun nga eh. Ang sayang lang. Kasi, compromise eh. Depende sa relationship nila. Kung, kunyari, pwede kasi si Seb mag-pursue ng jazz music sa Paris din eh. If, yun yung naging plano. Kasi, ewan ko, ang ano eh,
kasi hindi sila nagplano together, di ba? Parang sinabi nila, let's see what will happen.
Oo.
Tama ba?
Tapos hindi rin nagsabi si Seb na kukunin niya yung job kay John Legend eh. Di ba? Kinuha lang niya, tapos nangyari na. Hindi man lang niya parang kinonsult si Mia na parang, pag kinuha ko ba to, ano yung mangyayari? Parang ano ba yung pwede natin gawin? Parang ano eh, nag-decision siya ng sarili niya. Pero
I get where he's coming from kasi he felt insecure. Kasi tawag doon, wala siyang trabaho and he overheard Mia talking to his mom. Ganun. Kasi aminin naman natin, ito, as artists or as like people from the performing arts world, medyo mahirap naman talagang makakuha ng stable job.
Let's be realistic here.
Medyo mahirap ako ng stable job sa arts. Ako, like, ikaw din, for sure. Like, as dancers, wow, pangalawang ulit na to. Ulit-ulit na to. Like, bilang mga mananayaw, hindi naman lagi tayong may racket, di ba? Hindi naman tayo laging may coaching gig, hindi naman tayo laging may performance gig, and hindi naman tayo laging pwedeng mag-back up sa kung sino-sino mga artists na ano.
Yeah.
Kasi hindi naman laging may opportunity. Especially dito sa Pilipinas na ang hirap talaga mag full on sa dance life. Kung pwede lang. Tapos ngayon, pandemic pa. So medyo wala talaga. So I get where he's coming from. Where they are both coming from. Nagigets ko. Like, ano siya? Sugal talaga. Kaya I understand kung bakit ang pinrioritize nila is yung opportunities na dumating sa kanila.
Yeah. Gets. Yun yung parang ano eh, isa sa mga things na na-hook ako talaga dito sa ano, sa movie. Kasi parang ginawa nila lahat para kunin yung passion nila eh, para makuha nila yung dream nila eh. So parang hindi, wala silang, parang wala silang regret. Meron onte, pero wala silang regret sa mga nagawa nila or mga na-sacrifice nila para makuha nila yung dream nila. So parang, eh, ako, personally, nandito sa, sinabi ko na ito kanina, nandito na tayo sa point in our lives na gusto natin kunin yung dream natin or gusto natin yes. ma-achieve. And yes. parang isa sa mga nagpa-realize sa akin, parang ano ginagawa mo ngayon para ma-achieve yun? Nandito ka lang ba sa bahay? Nag-work ka lang ba? Or are you improving yourself? Ano ba ginagawa mo para makuha yun? Kasi everyone can be dreamers eh. Pero onti lang yung mga taong kukunin talaga and gagawin lahat para yes. i-grab yung dream nila. Yes. Yun.
Pero ang sad din kasi ang hirap talaga, like, you know, ang hirap to pursue what we're passionate about in yeah. these times because mm-hmm. we're held up at our homes and sobrang konti, again, sobrang konti ng opportunities na dumadating ngayon because walang, for us, walang, yeah. walang mga events, walang mga competitions to coach, ganun, ganun. So, medyo mahirap on our end. Kaya nga, may nabasa nga akong tweet na sobrang tinamaan ako. Parang sabi dun sa tweet, I forgot lang kung sino, kung nakikinig ka man tapos narinig mo na tweet mo to, sabihin mo na lang sa akin. Pero ang sabi niya sa tweet niya is, ang hirap na araw-araw ang hirap na dumadaan ng araw pero parang yung pangarap mo hindi gumagalaw. Diba? Ah. Kasi, oh my God, kasi like, ako, what I do in a day, like I work, ano, 5 days a week, nagtatrabaho ako, minsan 6 days a week pa. Minsan, 7 days pa. Pero, tatrabaho ako to support myself and to support my family. Pero what am I doing for my dreams? Diba? So parang, oh shit, oo nga, no, sakit na.
ito, isa to, diba?
Oh, ito, isa to, like, creative, ano to, creative outlet to. Pero, of course, iba pa rin talaga kung makakapag-perform ulit tayo kung saan-saan. Nakakamiss. When you were in, ano ba, no, nag-worlds ka ba? Nakaikot ka ng LA?
Hindi masyado. Naglakad lang kami papunta sa Denny's sa LA, tapos bumalik na kami sa hotel. And then we went to Arizona.
Sa Arizona kasi yung ano, pero ano, no, sa sobrang sakto din na they made the film La La Land set in LA. Of course, LA's nickname is La La Land kasi LA talaga in the States is the land of the dreamers eh. Like, when it comes to pursuing your art, kung gusto mo maging dancer, pupunta ka LA para mag audition to be a backup dancer ni kung sinong artist, kung gusto mo magkaroon ng film career, of course punta ka sa LA, di ba? Hollywood kasi is in LA. Kung gusto mo maging musician, pwede kang mag-build ng career doon kasi nandun lahat ng, alam mo yun, parang nandun lahat ng studios, nandun lahat ng mga iba't ibang mga opportunities talaga.
Yeah.
Oo. So, kumbaga LA talaga is ano, the land of the dreamers. And,
it's La La Land. Oh my God. It all makes
sense. Yan yung parang nickname ng La La. Kumbaga, QC is the city of stars. Yung LA is La La Land.
Seryoso ba yun? As in QC, City of Stars?
Oo. Kasi diba nandun yung ABS, GMA?
Oh! Hindi ko, wala akong alam.
Oh my God. Yes. Bro, yes. Geography.
Nandun ako.
Ito talaga, sa rewatch ko, dito ko napansin yung cinematography niya. Kasi yung cinematography niya, parang siyang old Hollywood film in terms yes. of, parang siya kinunan. Diba merong... Meron siyang parang vignette sa gilid. Well, technically, parang yeah. ganun na may, na parang siyang kinunan na makalumang style. Then, isama mo pa yung colors niya na very na saturated na parang grainy.
Vibrant.
Oo. Tapos, yung production design wise, hindi ko alam kung bakit set in the modern era, pero parang nostalgic ng feel with all yes. the posters yes. na mga yeah. sobrang ano, ang ganda ng treatment dito ng director. Kasi, pati nga yung font na ginamit nila dun sa movie.
Very yes, ako yung font nila. Very classic din.
Ito, as an editor, Kasi marami na pala nun ng best editing awards tong film na to. Bakit siya nanalo? Anong special sa kanya? Para sa ating listeners, para mag-gets.
Feel ko nasakto nila yung edit nila sa theme and vibe nung Pinaka Story. And yung parang
like Pinaka Story.
Kasi diba may mga ano sila, yung from the color grading, parang yung color grading nila is very vibrant, ganun. Tapos hindi mo siya madidistinguish. Parang hindi mo siya makikita na nasa mode. Yung parang gaya na sinabi mo. Hindi mo siya mapapansin na parang, uy, sinute pala to ng 2015. Nakala ko parang sinute siya ng mga 1990-something, ganun. Tapos, ano, may mga transition sila na paying homage dun sa mga dating transitions.
Yung mga fade-out. Yung mga fade-out na...
Pilog, na, pwede ng pilog. Ganun. Yung mga ganun. Tapos, maganda yung stitching nila eh. Kasi parang na napapasok nila yung parang dream sequence. Dream sequence meaning yung mga musical number. Kasi for me, yun yung parang mga dreams, di ba? Tapos pag kinat back nila to the reality, sobrang sakto. Kahit jump cut siya, hindi siya halatang jump cut. Kasi parang from dream, biglang po, reality. So, maganda yung
It moves the story forward noon. I forgot, anong song yung nagpa-piano si Ryan Gosling, tapos kumakanta si Emma Stone sa tabi niya, tapos ano lang siya, it just showed yung kung ano yun, parang it just showed the montage ng nangyari, tapos bumalik City sa pagpa-piano. City of Stars ba? Yeah, parang ganun nga. Tapos ang ganda kasi, like, it moves the story forward while there's some music happening, while there's music happening. Kasi usually, sa musicals, pag may music na nag-play, ano yan, 5 minutes yan, sayaw, kanta, na most of the time, it doesn't move the story forward. It just introduces a new concept. Pero ito kasi ang ganda, like, tama yung sinabi mo na move niya forward yung story, pero nababalit niya dun sa point na kung saan na ano. Pero may idea ka na ano yung nangyari. So parang galing.
Yeah. Wala silang masyadong ginawang ano eh, yung parang revolutionary edit na parang wow. Kasi yung for me, yung camera movement nila yung nagdadala dun sa, sa movie. Kasi may mga times na parang one shot siya sa whole sequence. Parang yung ending, di ba? Yung ending parang one shot lang siya, tapos parang nag-move lang sila sa isang malaking parang venue. Tapos nandun lahat ng scenario nila. So parang,
hindi ko siya napansin. Seryoso ba?
Oo, alam ko kasi. Ang alam ko yung ending, parang one shot. Kasi basta malaking venue siya, tapos nag-switch lang sila from venue to venue. So for me, yung camera movement talaga. Yan yung nagpa-stand out, camera movement. Tapos yung may mga ano sila, kunyari yung sa someone in the crowd, may mga shot sila na bigla na lang tataas, may drone shot, tapos biglang babalik siya sa ano, sa medium shot or parang long shot lang. So parang camera movement is key talaga.
Galing yung cinematography talaga.
Ganda ng cinematography. Yan.
Okay. Speaking of ending, itong ending talaga, like the epilogue. Ang galing that they showed through a 7 minutes and 39 seconds na scene. They just, they showed the whole film with an alternate ending. In a montage na ganun. Galing. Yeah. That was super creative on how they showed it. Kasi, ano siya, very artsy yung feel na parang alam mong peke yung set. Alam mong alam mong nasa studio sila, yung ganun. Pero ang ganda ng kinakwento niya, ang ganda ng intent na yung kung paano pinakita. Galing.
Tsaka magandang point doon is pinakita nila. Hindi nila sinabi, hindi sila kasi feeling ko, kung kunyari, di ba nagpe-play, eto, out of the top of my mind, kunyari nagpe-play lang si Seb. Tapos after nung set niya, nag-usap si Mia tsaka si Seb. Tapos nag-reminis lang sila. Sobrang pangit ng ending kung ganun. Pero in this case na pinakita nila, tapos wala silang sinabing kahit ano, nagtinginan lang sila, Tapos, parang binalik tayo dun sa first part ng movie wherein nagdi-dream sila tapos snap back ulit sa reality.
Yeah.
So, kumbaga, yung epilogue na yun, yun yung last dream ni Mia with Seb until she snaps back to reality na hindi na talaga mangyayari na sila.
And so, it made you sadder. Kumbaga, it made you feel more pain because you saw what could have been, especially when they had their own child. And when they went in, tapos biglang, wala na. Biglang ginalang pala. Ay, Pia, pero ang ganda ng edit nung nanonood sila. Yung, ito yung sa drink, ito yung sa montage, sa epilogue. Nanonood sila. Then biglang nag-cut na lang sa kamay ni Ryan Gosling na back to reality. Very smooth.
Ay, oo nga. Yung ending-ending yun, di ba? Yung pumasok sila sa bar. Tapos may pipiano. Tapos biglang, boom, si Ryan Gosling na yung pipiano.
Very smooth nung pagbalik nila sa reality. No?
Yes.
Ang swabe.
Swabe. Yun yung perfect word. Swabe. Ang
swabe. How does the film relate to the outside world beyond the screen?
Yun. Sinabi ko na to kanina. Yung parang everyone, as in anyone, anyone can dream. Anyone can dream. Anyone can have ambition. Pero not everyone does something to achieve or get that dream. Diba? Kasi, yun, parang pwede tayong nalilimit ng external factors like pwedeng wala tayong pera, pwedeng wala tayong opportunities, pero onti lang talaga yung mga taong gagawa ng opportunities and maghanap ng way para magkaroon ng pera, para ma-achieve yung dreams nila. Yun yung mga masisipag and yun yung mga magsasucceed in life. Tapos, isa pang parang relation sa real life dito sa movie na to. Parang, yun, yung kanina pa natin sinasabi, yung people come and go. People come into your life to make you realize something or spark ng something sa loob mo para gawin mo tong isang bagay na to. Or may ibang tao na parang dadating lang para i-hate ka. Tapos mas lalo ka mamotivate by that. Ganun. Tapos may mga taong mag-i-inspire sa'yo. Yung mga ganun. People will come and go. Pero one thing's for sure, magkakaroon ka ng bagong learnings and those people will help you to achieve your goal more or mas lalo kang gagawa ng paraan para ma-achieve yung goal. Kasi yun nga, di ba? Marami tayong doubters, marami tayong haters. Pero haters are my greatest motivators, di ba? Yung mga nagsasabi ng ganun sa amin.
Slam book ba to?
Well, or basta NU somewhere, narinig ko lang yun. Pero, yun, people will come and go, pero may matututunan ka sa mga tao and experiences mo. Yun. For me.
Well, I feel like I've already mentioned this earlier as well. Pulitin ko na lang. Yung mga tao talagang dadating sa buhay mo to make you a better person, to make you realize who you are, and to make you realize what you are capable of, but who are not meant to stay in your life forever.
Ay, meron pa isa.
Ano?
You have to, in order to achieve your dreams, kailangan mo rin mag-sacrifice.
Tama.
Meron ka talagang isa sacrifice. And yeah, sometimes narinig ko to kay Coach Maya Sarcelar sa isang video niya sa Facebook, napanood ko. Kasi si Coach Maya, nagtrabaho siya for ilang years para masustentuhan niya 'yung sayaw niya. So, tas ngayon, full-time dancer na siya. And meron siyang creative athlete na clothing line. So, yun, sinabi niya dun sa talk niya na parang you have to do things you don't want to do in order to do things you want to do. So,
wait, solid nun.
Diba?
Like, it, parang sobra niya na mirror din yung movie.
Diba? Yun eh. You have to do things you don't want to do in order to do things you want to do.
Yeah.
Kasi, yun nga, may mga bagay na ayaw nating gawin. Kunyari, ayaw naman natin magtrabaho ng 8 hours. ayaw naman natin magtrabaho na sobrang tagal eh. Or ayaw naman natin maging
ano eh. I love working.
Pero yun, parang hindi naman natin to gagawin forever.
Yeah.
So parang you have to do those stuff para ma-support yung passion na gusto mo. Kunyari ako, nag-work ako para magkaroon ako ng pera to attend classes. Or para magkaroon ako ng pera for commutes sa mga turo ko sa iba-ibang school. Diba? Yun. So you have to do things you don't want to do order to do things you want. Yun.
Yeah. Actually, you're super right. Like, kasi naman, ano eh, like, let's face it eh, yung mga dance rackets, it's not the most lucrative as of now for us. No, it's not the most lucrative job or it's not the most lucrative way of earning. Magkano ba ikikita mo sa isang coaching racket? Magkano ba kikitain sa isang performance gig? And it doesn't come naman like sunod-sunod, di ba? Minsan, once a month, minsan nga, like once every quarter, ganun. Pag December lang talaga, yun lang talaga.
Pati ba?
Kung may katatandaan ko, para lang talaga makapag-perform or para lang ma-feed ko yung self ko para mag-perform. Pumatala ako sa racket, masasayaw ako sa Santa Claus sa Rockwell. Nun.
Eh?
Oo, hey. Kami ni Bogs. Shout out kay Bogs. Siyempre, professional dancer sa Santa Claus kami sa, sumayo kami as Santa Claus nun sa Rockwell.
Olin.
Sobrang naalala ko experience nung pinapanood ko si Ryan Gosling dun sa Take On Me. Oh. Yung nagigig siya dun. Parang, I do it for the passion. I do it for the arts. Let's go. Kung pwede lang talaga ganito na lang yung maging mananayo na lang tayo habang buhay. Kasi ako, for example, kung magiging professional dancer ako, kaya kong sumayo hanggang 70 siguro. Yung parang hindi ko siya i-dread.
Gets. So parang ano, hindi siya magiging trabaho kasi masaya ka.
Yeah. Oo. I'm not saying na hindi ako masaya sa trabaho ko. Masaya ako sa trabaho ko.
Wala kang sinasabi.
Sir kasi Felipe Gozon, Ma'am Suzette Doctolero, si Jolo po, yung empleyado niya, hindi daw masaya sa trabaho. Pero what we're saying kasi, iba pa rin talaga, if what you're doing is what you are, you know, passionate about, or what
yes.
you really love. And yeah. sadly, it's not easily available for us, especially here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Kaya, we go to work. We do professional corporate work. And thankfully, ako, masaya ako sa work ko. Kaya, hindi rin naman siya sobrang nakaka-burn.
Yeah. We're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
Kasi yung ibang tao talaga, wala eh.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Pero ako, I applaud the ones who really make a gamble para yung uh-huh. para maging full-time dancer, yeah. para mag-coach. Galing.
Sabi kayo.
So, hindi ko kakayanin yung ganun kasi wala akong funds.
gets. Yung mga friends ko, yung mga full-time dancer. Shoutout sa inyo, TPM, you know yourselves. sila, full-time dancers sila ngayon. Tapos, di ba, pandemic, so sobrang hirap. As in, hirap. Pero they're still striving, they're still pushing. And luckily, parang, ano sila, hindi sila nawawalan. Kasi, they've been grinding, as in grinding talaga. With their craft, nagpapagaling sila sa craft nila para mapansin sila na ibang tao. So, yun eh.
Yeah.
Pwede mo talaga yung bawang
eh. What's nice is everyone learned how to adapt with this pandemic. So, a lot of the classes right now are online.
Yeah.
There are a lot of workshops. Tapos, nagulat nga ako, totoo ba to? Parang nagkaroon din ng compet na parang virtual compet. Tama ba?
Yeah. Dance Supremacy.
Dance Supremacy, di ba?
Yeah.
Parang, wala, you need to adapt lang talaga. Pero hopefully, sana bumalik mo tayo sa normal para makasayaw yes. na ulit or sa mga actors, makapag-act na ulit or sa mga singers, makabijoke na ulit kung saan.
Vaccination, pabilisan, please. Get your vaccines, guys. Respeto, respeto kay Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, man.
Oh my God, we forgot to talk about kung gaano sila kagaling dito.
Ang galing nila. Their performance. Their chemistry. As in, sobrang natural. Sobrang natural ng chemistry nila. Tapos, tap dance, man. From Dance Dish, di ba natuto kami mag-tap dance? Man, yeah. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. Respect sa inyo na natuto kayo mag-tap dance. And, ang galing niyo pa kumanta.
Si Emma Stone. Pero, na-joke lang. Na-joke lang. Kalaman naman siguro ako. Yeah, actually, very, ano no, very committed nila. Like, I've read somewhere that Ryan Gosling really studied how to play the piano that well.
Yes.
Tapos, they went to different workshops talaga. Like dance, like vocal workshops.
So, well, I think... Magaling sila.
Oo, magaling talaga.
Kolosyo na yun.
Yeah. Nakaka-inspire nga yun. Ano talaga, makas na ako one time sa isang role.
Kayaan, man. Grind lang. Oh,
let's go. Okay, well, Jolo, sobrang ganda ng conversation natin. Ang dami nating mga realizations. And ang ganda ng conversation natin. So, sa mga nakikinig ngayon na dreamers, don't lose hope.
Yes.
Diba? Diba? Wow. Naging diba TED Talk pala. well, totoo naman talaga kasi na, you know, kailangan talaga pagtrabahuhan ng pangkala.
Yeah.
And yun, speaking of trabaho, let's go on to our next segment. The joke.
Yeah, let's go.
So with that, let's go on to our next segment that I like to call Hard AF Questions.
Mahal mo pa ako kahit kailangan mo ko, kaya mahal mo ko.
Okay, Jolo. So for this segment, you just have to answer the questions that I will ask you. No explanations needed, or if you want to explain, you can explain.
Okay.
First question. Ang slambok ata tong tanong na to. What's your ultimate dream?
That's my ultimate dream. Ano? To find the perfect balance in life. Yun. Perfect balance meaning financially stable, pero nasusustentuhan ko pa rin yung sayo ko.
Yeah. Yun. Holistic. Okay. Next question. Anong pipiliin mo dito? Maging actor in Hollywood pero lagi kang hahabulin ng paparazzi, or maging successful musician pero wala ka ng pahinga because you always tour and record?
Parang feel ko okay lang sa akin yung actor na may paparazzi. Ewan ko ah. I mean, meron siyang pros and cons.
Well, knowing you, hindi ka naman na unfamiliar sa mga scandal. Dami mo kumakalat ng scandal ngayon.
Uy, grabe. Wala scandal. Uy, guys, wala scandal.
Search nyo lang sa Twitter. At,
Uy, guys, wala scandal, legit. Pero yun, Gio dun sa paparazzi. Kasi, I mean, kahit wala ka masyadong privacy, I don't know, mas trip ko yung nasa limelight ako. I don't know. That's me.
Knowing you. Joke lang. Okay, the last question. To be with the one you love but not achieve your dream, or to achieve your dream but not be with the one you love?
Ang hirap nito. As in, ang hirap talaga.
Kaya ako nga tinatanong kasi mahirap.
Oo nga eh. Kasi hard
kaya
ask
hard
questions.
Ask questions eh.
I feel like I'm gonna choose love. Oo. Bakit? Ewan ko, feeling ko lang. Pero, ano eh, wala kasi akong jowa ngayon. Kasi, kaya feeling ko, yun yung nasa utak ko ngayon. Pero feeling ko, pag nagkaroon ako, baka iba na eh.
Palusot ka lang. Gusto mo lang sabihin sa podcast na to na wala kang jowa. Para... Okay, yeah, pero get sa makita.
Ano, realistically, I'll choose yung dream. Wala eh. Gaya ng sinabi natin kanina, you have to make sacrifices to achieve your dreams. Tsaka feeling ko naman, if, ano, kunyari, na-achieve ko yung dream ko, ganun. Tapos, hindi ko na kasama yung the woman for me. Ramdam ko pa rin yung support niya. Kasi, for sure naman, love niya ako eh.
Sino ba say their names.
Wala akong name. Wala akong name. Kasi wala. Legit.
Okay.
So baka naman, guys.
Isa-isahin natin.
Oy.
Si...
Oy, wala. Blim.
Oy. Hindi, joke lang. Blim.
Pero si... Oh, shit! Gago!
Lang hiya ka. Okay. With that, let's go on to our next segment that I'd like to call Unsung Heroes.
Honey,
what?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
Okay, so for this segment of the pod, we'd just like to highlight the people who made this film behind the camera, of course. All right, let's start. So, the director and writer of the film is Damien Chazelle. So, he won Best Director for the Academy Awards last 2017. He also won the David Lean Award for Direction in BAFTA 2017. Outstanding Directorial Achievement in a Feature Film 2017 Directors Guild of America Awards and 2017 Golden Globes Best Director. So, some of his works include 10 Cloverfield Lane, Whiplash, Grand Piano, The Last Exorcism Part 2, Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench, and 2 episodes of The Eddie.
And we move on to the cinematographer of the film. He won MVP. Linus Sandgren, he won the 2017 Academy Awards for Best Cinematography, the BAFTA 2017 Best Cinematographer, Hollywood Film Awards 2017 Cinematographer of the Year. And his works are The Nutcracker, Four Realms. He was a director of photography. American Hustle, Promised Land, Six Souls, and Storm.
All right, so for the composer of the film, we have Justin Hurwitz. He won Best Original Song and Best Original Score for the 2017 Academy Awards, BAFTA 2017 Best Original Music, 2018 Grammys Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media, and Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. So some of his works include Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench, Whiplash, and First Man.
And the editor of the film is Tom Cross. He won the 2015 Academy Award Best Achievement in Editing for Whiplash, BAFTA 2015 Best Editing for Whiplash, Golden Derby Awards 2015, 2017, and 2019 in Best Film Editing. And his works are The Space Between, Whiplash, The Greatest Showman, No Time to Die, and First Man.
For production design, we have David Wasko. So 2017 Academy Awards Best Achievement in Production Design, Art Directors Guild's Award 2017 Excellence in Production Design winner, and 2017 Satellite Awards Best Art Direction and Production Design. So some of his works include Molly's Game, 50 Shades of Grey, Inglourious Basterds, Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, Reservoir Dogs.
And for the art direction, we have Austin Gorg. He won the 2014 and 2017 Art Directors Guild winner for the films Her and La La Land. Some of his works are 7 episodes of Big Little Lies, Her, The Hangover Part 3, Legion, and Zombieland.
For the next part of the pod, we would just like to update you guys on what's been happening in the Filipino film and TV industry. All right. So, first one, 3 Filipino films are to screen in Switzerland this July. So, Dodo Dio's Midnight in a Perfect World, produced by Globe Studios and Epic Media, has been selected for the international competition category of the 20th Neuchâtel International Fantastic Film Festival in Switzerland from July 2 to July 10. Under the new shorts from Asia Shorts Programs category, Peterson Vargas's How to Die Young in Manila and Kyle Nieva's Kids on Fire have been selected as well, and are among the featured Asian short films. Next one, Project 8 Corners San Joaquin Project's I Got You is now streaming on iWant, the series which initially aired on TV5 stars Beauty Gonzalez, R.K. Bhagat Singh, and Jane Onyesa. So this series is directed by director Dan Villegas of Hintayan ng Langit. Next one, award-winning short film, Filipiniana bags top award in Japan. So the short film by Rafael Manuel wins the George Lucas Award or Grand Prix Award at the Short Shorts Film Festival and Asia 2021 in Japan. So last one, Fangirl wins at the Austin Asian American Film Fest. So Fangirl by Antoinette Hadaone once again put our country on the map with the honorable mention narrative feature film recognition from the Austin Asian American Film Festival 2021. And of course, guys, malapit na po mag-September. And as we all know, September is the deadline of the voters' registration for the May 2022 elections. So guys, if you haven't registered yet, please register to vote. Just visit votepilipinas.com to know how to register and to know what to bring in. So again, Jolo, maraming salamat. Meron ka ba mga ipopromote dyan?
Log ko lang Instagram ko at Santos, SANT7OES. And follow nyo TPM page at TPM2010PH and Elemen at Elemen.ph. And yun lang, follow nyo tong podcast na to, of course. Sobrang ganda ng content and thank you, Franz, for inviting me. Had fun. As in sobrang
no, fun. Man. Thank you. Seriously though, man. Super thank you for agreeing. I know you're super busy with your working out and your editing life and your dance life. But thank you for making the time to guest on my podcast. And I hope maulit sana to.
Yeah.
And ako naman, guys, if you enjoyed our discussion for tonight, just tweet us using the hashtag #unpackpod and join in the conversation kung may mga additional insights about the film, mga additional fun facts. Just tweet lang. And also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at TaraLet'sUnpackPod. And also, if you wanna check out my movie reviews, follow TaraLet'sUnpackPod on Letterboxd as well. Again, Jolo, maraming salamat for joining the pod. Thank you so much.
Bruh.
And with that, guys, see you next week here sa... Sabi tayo, 1, 2, 3, go. Tara! Let's...
Hindi nag-work, hindi kami.
Hindi mag-work, naka-zoom tayo. Okay. See you next week, guys, dito sa... Tara! Let's unpack!
Yes, bye. Sir!